This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
You said in regarding the Christmas story, Father, you said that there'll be peace on earth, goodwill toward man. Lord, you've come to give us peace that passes all understanding, peace from the turmoil of the world that's going wacko, Father. But Lord, you're sustaining us, strengthening us, the church. And Lord, we're not crying recession like the world. We're crying revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Glory. Yes, Father. Thank you for this word today. Illuminate it in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Ushers, would you help me pass these out? Ushers, if you would, come and help me pass these out. This is our vision that Bob told you about. And so this is a Super Bowl flyer. We want you to try to go to McDonald's or Burger King or someplace and pass out some of those to young people. We want to see our young people come out for this. And so it's a great way to get young people saved. Guaranteed there'll be a salvation message tonight when they watch the Super Bowl. It'll probably be shut off at halftime. They don't want to see that junk on halftime. So.
I just wanted to share what the Lord showed me while we were in prayer and praise and worship. While we were in prayer and when you were praying in the praise and worship, during the time... I was praying, I felt like smiling, and the Lord laid on my heart that his smile is upon this church. Yes, and he said his smile is upon the church, and he's pleased with the people here. And he also, there was one more thing he said. Oh, he loves it when we praise and worship him.
Amen.
And awesome. By the way, that was awesome worship today.
That was awesome. Come on, let's thank God for that worship today. Thank you, Bonnie, for being obedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We invoke his presence with that worship. Age for God to intervene. People have come here, and you are the habitation of the Spirit. Amen. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, I put on a little bit of weight, so I know I've gone from a temple to a cathedral. I know that. But anyhow, we're going to... I told my wife this morning, I'm singing that song. Bring back, oh, bring back my body to me. To me. Anyhow. So anyhow, don't worry about that. You're a spirit being. What's that? My wife keeps me straight here. She straightens me out. So do you have your Bibles this morning? Turn to Psalm 37, if you would. Psalm 37. And beginning with verse 1. And first of all, would you show that picture for us, Terry? Now, we talked about my 55 Chevy last week. I just want you to see there it is right there. Now, I know those white walls wouldn't go over too well today, but anyhow, that's the 55 Chevy I was telling you about. Hey, and by the way, let's shift over and show that NFL clip. Listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Give him his respect.
Yes, sir.
Stamp him.
Well, we do know that you are one of the greatest, and you showed that out here today. Certainly not anywhere close to 100%. How did you guys do this against the Bengals with just coming back and finally finishing this one off to head to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just want to thank God, man.
Woo! Burrowhead! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Hey, first off, like I said, I want to thank God, man. He healed my body this week to battle through that. He gave me the strength to be out here. But I just with this team, man. We played together. I said it from the beginning when we were in the locker room. I said, we got to be together. And this team stepped up against a great football team. And we showed this place that's Arrowhead. It's not Burrowhead out here.
No, it's not Burrowhead anymore. And you saw Travis Kelce. It's going to be the Kelce Bowl against the Eagles. Your early thoughts on heading to Arizona to try and beat the Eagles to win another Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're a great football team. I've watched them all year long. Great quarterback, great entire team, man. It's going to be a great challenge for us. But I'm going to celebrate this one first. So I'm going to make sure I get back on my team. I don't think we have any cigars, but we'll be ready to go at the Super Bowl.
Enjoy it. Good luck.
I appreciate you.
All right now. See, you gave glory to God. Wasn't that good? Come on, let's thank God for that. Hallelujah. All of those players, you know, they have to have something to lean on, and it's the Lord. It's either going to be drugs or what have you, or God. And so many of them are turning to the Lord. As a matter of fact, not only Patrick Mahomes, but also Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia is a Christian too. I heard him testify. And many, many players on both sides have turned to the Lord. Some of them are Spirit-filled Christians. Tongue talking, that's right. Love God with all of their hearts. And so I'm glad I'm with people today that love the Lord. And you lean on Him. You've learned to lean on Him, right? And you're ready. You're ready. Amen. Well, let's look at Psalm 37. And thank you, Father, for this word. And it says, don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they shall soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. He will make your innocence as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage. Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Aren't you glad? You can possess the land. Possess your possession. Possess your inheritance. I mean, no, you have an inheritance in Christ. Hallelujah. You do. We're going to find out a little bit about that today. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land. Those who submit themselves unto God and realize that He is the master of it all. And we look to Him as a Lord and master of our lives, right? Amen. But the Lord, it says the wicked plot against. Wait, did I skip something? Yes, those who are, they will live in prosperous security. That's you. That's God's people, Word people. Now, you know, we can take a look and do a little contrast perhaps today and contrast the people of the world with the people of the Word. The people of the Word versus world versus the people of the Word. Now, there's only one letter difference between world and word, and it's the letter L, and I believe it stands for love, right? Amen. The love makes a difference. The love in your hearts makes a difference. Agape love makes you different from the world. The Bible says that this is the badge. Basically, this is a badge of the new creation, isn't it? That you have love, one for another. That all men might see that and come to Jesus, right? Amen. So everybody say, I'm wearing my badge.
I'm wearing my badge.
But the Lord just laughs, for He sees their day of judgment coming. Now jump down to verse 29. The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. The King James says the steps of the Lord are ordered by the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. And though they fall, they shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord will uphold them in His hand. So keep that in mind. We're going to come back to that scripture. Though they stumble, they will not fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the godly forsaken, nor seen their children begging for bread. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's going to keep you. He's going to make sure that you're taken care of. Thank you, Lord. The godly always give generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the keys for those football players tonight in the Super Bowl is that if they go down, they bounce back up. I said, if they fall, they're going to come back again. I remember playing football on defense, and I'm going down the field, and I see this guy with the ball, and I'm just ready to tackle him. The next thing you know, somebody hits me from the side, and probably an illegal block. I don't know. But anyhow, I go tumbling, head over heels, and I didn't get the tackle. We've all been blindsided, right? Now, sometimes their falls are a result of our own stupidity. I think of some of the stupid things I did as a kid. But aren't you glad the Bible says in Isaiah 54 that He forgets the shame of thy youth? Thank God for that. How many glad for that? Forgets the stupid things you did when you were a youth. I showed you that 55 Chevy, and I told you about taking that before I got any insurance on it. My parents told me, don't you take that out of the yard. We're going away. And I did. Anyhow, I took it and wrecked it. Well, somebody pulled, it wasn't my fault. Somebody pulled out in front of me, an elderly lady. Anyhow, and so I lost my license for 2 months because I had no insurance. Well, I finally got them back. But anyhow, that's right. I came and visited her on my brother's moped. Little tiny moped all the way from New Brighton to Beaver Falls. I made a lot of noise, yeah. But I did stupid things. And we all have when we were young. But that is true. Isaiah says that. In fact, let me read it to you. It says Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. And verse 4 says, "Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth." Aren't you glad for the blood of Jesus? That we can forget the shame of our youth. The stupid things. And God sees us now through the blood of Jesus. Identified with Jesus. Sees us, as the Bible says, now are you clean through the Word of God. Aren't you glad for that? Hallelujah. So today I want to talk to you about what happens when we do have a miscue or we get blindsided or what have you. We have a mishap or the underpinnings are knocked out from under us. We're jolted and we find ourselves going head over heels. What do we do? Like the Apostle Paul, he got back up and he finished his course and received a crown of righteousness, didn't he? He bounced back up. And that's what God wants us to do, get back up. When a crisis or a dilemma or a disaster hits, He wants the believer, the people of the Word, to be able to bounce back up. And so I got my... Where's my stuff, Gil? I thought you were going to put it right here for me. Oh, it's right here. No, I want it over here. Okay. I didn't see it. So, people of the Word, when a disaster hits, what happens? They're down and they stay down. But people of the Word, praise God, when they get put down, what's it happens? Woo, they bounce right back up. Hallelujah. Now, at the end of this, the Lord showed me too. I'm going to untie this and let this go on up because someday we're going up in the rapture. But can you see that today? The enemy wants to push you down, but you can bounce back up because you're people of the Word. You're full of the Word. You got Jesus in your heart. You got strength from the Holy Spirit. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're a habitation of the Spirit. So when you get pushed down in life with some disaster, boom, just bounce right back up. We've all had those. Many of you have had situations. I know Elizabeth shared her testimony with me about how you as a child went through some terrible things. What has God done for you, sister? I'll just give you this. And what has he done?
I used to be, like, that was my identity. I am the wounded. They hurt me. But now it's the past. I seriously don't even think about it. It's dead.
You're the victor now.
Yeah.
You were the victim.
Glory to glory.
Amen.
And it's not holding me down.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
You bounce back.
Yeah, yeah.
If I fall, say this with me. If I fall, I shall arise. Now, if you want to see that in the Bible, look at Micah. Thank you, sister. Micah chapter. Oh, yeah, I can put this down. Thank you. I need a little coaching up here. Let me read it. I'll just read it right out of the NLT. Micah chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 says, "As for me, I look to the Lord for his help." See, that's the difference between people of the Word and people of the world. People of the world have very little recourse when disaster hits. But you and I look to the Lord for our help. People of the Word, I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. So do not gloat over me, my enemies. Don't you rejoice, enemies. Why? For though I fall, I will arise. The King James says, when I fall, I shall arise. So when you get pushed down by life, and it's not been kind to you, what's going to happen? You just bounce back up. Now see, all of us have had there are times when we've been pushed down. Anybody who's never been pushed down by life, we've all been there, right? But see, once again, you don't have to be like the world when you get pushed down and you stay down. But you can be people of the Word who are going to bounce back. Amen? Remember that song? This isn't a rubber ball, but rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you, rubber ball. Back to God, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's a golf ball, but it's not a rubber ball. But anyhow, couldn't find a Super Bowl. But it's true. It's like a rubber ball. We come bouncing back to the Lord.
Amen.
Here, Brother Gil, catch. Thank you. Good catch. All right. So this is the contrast today. Because you and I have the full armor of God. And the Bible tells us that we are dressed, clothed, to look like Jesus when we're in the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loin girds of truth, the feet that's shod with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith that's there to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, and the wonderful, wonderful sword of the Spirit, the offensive weapon that we can stick it to the enemy.
Amen.
Put him on the run as you quote the Word, as you speak the Word of God. Amen. So, we have all of these things. The Bible tells us in Psalm 112, verse 7 and 8, that we have an established heart. And that's where every one of us wants to get, out of the immature baby stage and having an established heart. How many want to have an established heart? When it's established, you're not going to be shaken. You're going to be discipled. You're going to be a strong disciplinarian where the Word of God is concerned. You have self-control over the fleshly and lustful appetites. You're a strong Christian. You're standing on the rock. You're not going to waver, see? You have an established heart. And see, when you have that established heart, look what's going to happen. In Psalm 112, it says that in verse 7, he does not fear bad news, nor live in dread of what might happen. Why? It says in the next verse, his heart is established. Well, it says his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. So getting to the place where we have an established heart because we put the Word of God into us, and what is the result of that? In Psalm 125, it tells us some good news here, that you and I can be as Mount Zion. They that, verse 1, Psalm 125, verse 1, "And they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever." You're going to be like a rock. Be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. You have access then to the supernatural resurrection power of God. And how many know it's one step farther than medical science?
Amen.
Amen. Medical science is all right, but they're still practicing medicine. Practicing medicine, you get that? Okay, anyhow. Still working some things out. But we can rely on God, can't we, when illness strikes? We're not manipulated by the fears of this life. And we know how to unload the pressures in the presence of the Lord. So, we have life and peace. The Bible says to be spiritually minded in Romans 8:5. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And I'll tell you, that'll change everything. That'll change the climate, the spiritual climate. Many experience disasters and they have nowhere to turn. People of the world, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, it says that without a vision, my people are lawless and out of control. If they don't have a vision on this word, a focus on this word, the world's getting to that place, isn't it? It's lawless and out of control. And I don't have to cite the examples. You watch the news and how they're breaking into storefronts and stealing jewelry and things. Lawless and out of control. Wandering aimlessly, but they need Jesus.
Amen?
Amen? Listen, if you're ever confronted with a carjacker, just pull out a track and say, by the way, check this out. This will tell you some good news. And if you pray this prayer in the back, 23 will be your best year ever. They'll probably run. Amen. Be a big quick draw. You know, you got to be a quick draw. Get that out there. All right. Amen. So, we're resilient. People of the Word are resilient. When life tries to push them down, they have a source of strength in Him. I like that scripture in Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things. That girl, good for you. She knew this and knows it better than I do. I can do all things through Christ who infuses His strength into us. He infuses His strength into you. He's the one that strengthens us. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. We'll put that one in the storefront. Amen. Isaiah 41:10. Many of you have had crisis, but you've rallied and you bounced back. Burt Porterfield, you have had some crisis and you bounced back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesse Schaefer, brain tumor. She's bounced back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, in the world we're going to have tribulation, but it says, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 91:15 says, I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. Amen. I tell you, I think back some of the crisis. We've been married 58 years now. And it started out, when we started out, it was a disaster. For the first year and a half or so. You know, there's old saying, marriage is like an alarm clock. First you get the ring, and then you wake up. Well, anyhow, that's the way I was. It was pretty shaky. But the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, it says, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. And I was pretty stupid. I wasn't dwelling with her according to knowledge. Believe me. I didn't understand how women ticked. I didn't understand the relationship side. You see, because I was more of a factual person. And, you know, they say sometimes men are born in that hemisphere of their brain, that one side, the relational side, is born brain dead. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyhow, I wasn't far from it. But I had to learn how to be relational. I had to learn how to respond to her properly. And it took me a while, and I'm still learning because women are an enigma. That's a nice word for a puzzle. Anyhow, but I'm learning. But we dwell with them according to knowledge. In other words, information. And I had to learn how to be relational and touch her. And, oh, yeah, honey, how you doing? God bless you. You're so sweet. And say stuff like that. See, that's being relational. See? And we got a date for later? All right.
evening.
Yeah, you want to go out for pizza? All right. Anyhow. But I needed to be a better husband. I needed to be a better father. And I didn't know how to do that until I got into the Word of God. Trust me. Therein are the answers to better relationships in marriage, to cultivating relationships, becoming more relational. I am more relational today than I was many years ago. And learning how to, a biblical way to raise our children and so forth. All of these things, it's all in the Bible. It's all there. Sure, the woman's number one need is for relationships. It's for, what's the word, honey? Men, their number one need is respect. They need respect. So wives, give your husband respect. But we have to learn how to be relational with them. And I'm trying to think of the word. Warmth, closeness, intimacy. Anyhow, all those things. I had to learn how to do that. Communicate, listening. Listening, that's a big one.
Yeah,
that's a big one. I had to learn how to do that. Yeah. So anyhow, those are anyhow, I had learned all that stuff. And I'm forgetting it now, but I need to remember. But see, we don't want to live by the world's secularism, right? The wokeism that's out there and the anti-God philosophy. Once again, we're northbound in a southbound world, aren't we? And we're walking to the beat of a different drum. And we need to adhere to the principles of God's morality and righteousness that's set forth in His Word. Can I hear a good amen?
Amen.
Therefore, we can live in peace. And you know, the Bible says, quit ye like men. Quit ye like men. In other words, quit ye like natural men, because you are supernatural men and women of God. Begin to live like it, begin to act like it, that you have resurrection power on the inside of you, that you He is dwelling in you. He said, I'll be a God to you, and you'll be my people. And we need to begin to act like we're supernatural people and reach out and lay hands on people and get them healed and get them set free from all their addictions and whatever they're going through, right? Amen. So quit ye like men. And now on the character side of things, Psalm 119, look at that. Psalm 119, verse 165. Notice it says, great peace have they which love thy law. How many love His Word? The law there is just a generic term for the Word of God. But if you love His Word, it says nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. Now, you and I can be thinking about, when's the last time I was offended? Was it by my spouse or by a friend or a relative or co-worker? Who was it? Who offended you? Well, it says here that we don't need to be offended. Nothing shall offend us. Or an Amplified Bible says, or make them stumble. Nothing shall offend you or make you stumble. Amen? So we need to, as we grow, we can develop our character to that place. And Micah 6:8 says, I will show thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
Amen.
Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. There's a good formula for life. There's a good formula for the people of God to keep them bouncing back whenever the life... Huh?
On course,
that's right. So that you won't be like the yellow balloon that falls to the ground. You'll bounce back. Amen? Hallelujah. And we can adhere to those principles. And we can live free, as I said, from addictions and booze and drugs and smoke and pot and all that sort of thing. With His help, we can be free. Romans 6:14. Yes. Oh, let's get this.
Okay. The reason that the world is not coming back is because they're filled with worry and it's weighing them down. And when we release our cares to God,
we'll
go back.
Boy, is that good. That is good. I like that. Come on, let's thank God for that. Yes, that's a good one. Woo! When you release the cares, you bounce right back. Amen. The other one is just full of hot air. That's why it fell down to the ground. Amen. Laura, a lot of worry and stuff too, huh? Amen. But Romans 6:14, says that sin shall not have any dominion over you. Amen. John 8:31-32 says that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will what? Make you free. The truth, the word of God. John 17:17 says this is truth. The truth will make you free. So it's time to become good, shift. And listen, anybody can shift from being a person of the world to being a person of the word at any time. And you say, how do you do that? By the way, let me quote Smith Wigglesworth. He said, anyone can be free no matter how he is fettered. Anyone can be free no matter how he is fettered or tied. What are you tied to? Is it porn? Well, we want you to know, we want to help you get out of that. Amen. You can get out of that. You can get out of those addictions. You can get out of that worry and that anxiety and that fear. Anything that opposes the word of God, see, you can get out of it. Glory to God. Everybody say, I want to be free. Hallelujah. Well, let me just end my message right here. And we'll pick it up maybe Wednesday night. No, that's, yeah, maybe, because we're going to have a finance meeting, but I'm still preaching Wednesday night, right? So, you know what people really want to know? They want to know what you've got. And number one, is it real? They want to know number two, does it work? And they want to know number three, are you enjoying it? Your Christianity, huh? Is it real? Does it work? And are you enjoying it? Amen. How many are enjoying it? You got the joy of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you see, you can, you don't have to be sidelined. You know, when I played football, I was a tailback. It seemed like every time I got off the bench, the coach would say, Reynolds, get your tail back on that bench. No, that's a joke. I was really I was a lineman, really. I wasn't a tailback. Anyhow. But step one, going from being a person of the world to a person of the Word, is to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen. At any moment, anyone, anytime, anywhere can transition from being a person of the world to a person of the Word. How do you do it? Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For what? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto or resulting in salvation, soundness, wholeness, deliverance from temporal evil. Amen. And so the first thing we've got to do is be born again. John 3:7. You must be born again. You must get to know Jesus. Repent of our sins. And it says in John 17:3, this is life eternal, that we might know him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. How many know him today? If you know him, if you repent of your sins and you know him, then you're on your way to heaven. In fact, let's just do that and make sure right now. Everybody, just bow your head. Say, yeah, I want to go from being a people of the world that keep falling down like this balloon now, right? When a crisis hits me, what happens? Boom, down. No, I want to be a person of the Word that when life is nasty to me, I can just bounce right back. Glory to God. Glory to God. How do you do that? Step one, make Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen. Make him Lord of your life. Step number two, get this Word, put this Word in you. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend unto my words, for they are life to those who find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. We need to attend to the Word. Well, can I watch the Super Bowl game tonight? Sure, but when it's over, get in the Word. Attend to the Word, right? Put the Word first place in your life. And notice it says, it is life to those who find it. It's not going to jump off the page at you and come popping up somewhere and get you. No, you got to find it. You got to dig for it. The Bible says that's hidden treasure. Yes, putting this Word in you. Imbibe this Word. You know, I flew airplanes for 46 years in single engine aircraft, and not once did I ever run out of gas, because that was something I was always conscious of. I mean, if you're going to crash, that's not the way to crash. I mean, that's a stupid way to crash, isn't it, Wayne? He's a pilot too. Yeah, you always keep the tank full, you know. You go to your destination and you got a 2-hour flight back. Well, fill it up. Why not?
Top it off.
That's right. And so if we stay full, listen, you'll not be defeated if you are not depleted. If you stay full. I said you'll not be defeated if you do not. If you don't not be depleted. Yeah, you know what I mean. Don't be depleted. All right. Imbibe the word. Why? Because grace and peace are multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. More grace, more peace is going to come to you. The more knowledge, the more information you get from God's word, the more wisdom you get. Because the Bible says wisdom is the stability of our times. You get wisdom from God's word. We all need it. Wisdom with our finances. Wisdom within our homes. Wisdom with our children. Wisdom in our marriage. We need the wisdom of God. And so we imbibe this word. We stay full. Colossians 3:16 tells us to stay full. Amen. To overflowing with the word of God. So this is how you go from being a person of the world to the person of the word. Let's stand this morning. Glory to God. Everybody say, like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball come bouncing back to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if I fall,
I shall arise.
Amen. If you took a step back, you had a setback, you're about to make a comeback today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, my Father. Let's lift our hands and praise Him today. Say this with me out loud. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. For your grace, your provision, your mercy for my life. I surrender to you now. I want to be a person of the word. I repent of my sins. I submit to your will for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Come on, praise Him for it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Let's worship Him as we go. And I'll be standing up here with my wife. And if you need some prayer this morning, come on up. Tracy, I really like that solo you did this morning. That was excellent. Very good. Come on. We'll stand up here. And if you'd like prayer this morning, we'll pray for you. You come up. Come on. Let's praise Him as we go.
Yes.
He's playing that Chinese song again. Tuning. Yeah.
Tuning.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus is good, isn't He? He's faithful.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.